I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey as we each and every day grow in the love and the grace, the promise that has been offered to us through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the promise of divine life and communion with the Holy Trinity. Today is Saturday after Pentecost, and we'll begin our meditation with a letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, his second letter, chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. St. John Chrysostom, in his 30th homily on the second epistle to the Corinthians, writes, "All that belongs to the Trinity is united. Where the fellowship is of the Spirit, it also belongs to the Son. Where the grace is of the Son, it also belongs to the Father and to the Spirit." The words that we hear from St. Paul today are also the words that we often hear in the Roman Mass, said by the priest at the beginning of each Mass. These words emphasize that it is at the Divine Liturgy, at the celebration of the Mass, that we most fully participate in this process of theosis, that we most fully participate in the life and the love and the grace of the Trinity. It is during the liturgy that we participate in the worship of the saints and the angels, the heavenly worship, that we participate in a foreshadowing of that heavenly reward which we are promised, the reward that is promised to us by the one who made us, by the one who is the example for us, and the one who gives us the grace to follow that example. Tomorrow in the Western Church will be the celebration of Trinity Sunday. And so for all those who will be attending Mass tomorrow, according to the Roman Rite, I invite you to take the opportunity, take the chance, take this opportunity to participate in the fullness of theosis, to participate in the fullness of that life of the Trinity, and the experience, that foreshadowing which God has given to us through the Holy Spirit and the grace and the power of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Use that experience as an opportunity to encourage you, to empower you to continue on this journey of theosis, to continue on the journey back home to the Father. And so we will now conclude with our prayer to the Holy Trinity. We have seen the true light. We have received the Heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.